Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Martin Button, The Palestinian-Israeli Conflict. A very short introduction offers a compact, historically grounded guide to one of the most contested political struggles of the modern era. Written in an accessible style typical of the series, the book frames the conflict as more than a simple rivalry between two peoples, showing how Ottoman legacies, European imperial interests, competing national movements, and international diplomacy shaped the land and its communities. Button traces key turning points from late 19th century Zionism and Palestinian society under Ottoman and British rule through the wars of 1948 and 1967, the rise of occupation and settlement policy, and the emergence of Palestinian national institutions and resistance movements. Rather than presenting a single narrative, the introduction emphasizes why the conflict remains so difficult to resolve: clashing historical memories, unequal power on the ground, fragmented leadership, and shifting regional and global priorities. It is designed for readers who want a clear roadmap to the essential events, debates, and terms that dominate discussion today. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, origins and empire, nationalism, and competing claims. A central topic is how the conflict grew out of late Ottoman Palestine and accelerated under the British Mandate, when imperial governance intersected with rising national movements. Button situates Zionism and Palestinian-Arab political mobilization within wider currents of European nationalism, migration, and colonial administration. He highlights how demographic change, land questions, and differing visions of sovereignty produced tensions well before the creation of Israel. The mandate period is presented as formative because Britain made overlapping commitments that were difficult to reconcile, while its security approach often deepened communal divisions. This topic also explains why historical narratives matter so much for many Jews. The story emphasizes return, refuge, and self-determination for many Palestinians. It emphasizes dispossession, inequality, and interrupted statehood. Button's overview helps readers see that the struggle was not inevitable but emerged from a sequence of political decisions, social transformations, and international pressures. Understanding these origins clarifies why later negotiations repeatedly collide with foundational disagreements about legitimacy, rights, and the meaning of a homeland. Secondly, 1948 and its aftermath: statehood, refugees, and regional war. Another major theme is the watershed of 1948, when the end of the mandate and the war surrounding Israel's creation reshaped the political map and human geography. Button underscores how this moment produced two enduring realities: Israel as a sovereign state recognized by many countries, and a massive Palestinian refugee problem that remains unresolved. The book explains how the refugee issue became central, not only as a humanitarian crisis, but also as a political symbol tied to questions of return, compensation, and national identity. The regional dimension is also crucial. Neighboring Arab states entered the war with their own interests, and the post-war armistice lines set boundaries that were never finalized as peace borders. Button's concise treatment links 1948 to later developments such as the governance of Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza before 1967, the growth of Palestinian diaspora politics, and the way collective memories of catastrophe and independence continue to shape public expectations. This topic helps readers understand why proposals that ignore 1948's legacies often fail to gain legitimacy. Thirdly, 1967, occupation and the changing territorial reality. Button treats 1967 as a second pivotal transformation, because Israel's capture of the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem created an occupation that became the core arena of the conflict. This topic covers how military rule, control of movement, and administrative structures affected Palestinian daily life, while settlement expansion and infrastructure altered the territorial landscape. The book also shows how international law and diplomacy entered the discussion through debates over annexation, land for peace, and the status of Jerusalem. Over time, the occupation generated new political dynamics. Palestinian resistance shifted in forms and strategies. Israeli politics became increasingly shaped by security concerns and ideological claims to land, and international actors struggled to translate resolutions into enforceable outcomes. Button's overview clarifies why the conflict is not only about borders on a map, but also about power, rights, and governance between the river and the sea. By mapping how facts on the ground evolved, this topic helps readers evaluate why a two-state framework has become harder to implement, even as it remains a common diplomatic reference point. Fourthly, Palestinian national movement, from the PLO to internal fragmentation. A key topic is the evolution of Palestinian politics from dispersed communities and refugee camps into organized national institutions and competing factions. Button outlines the rise of the Palestine Liberation Organization as a representative body, its shifting strategies, and its role in internationalizing the Palestinian cause. He also addresses how armed struggle, popular mobilization, and diplomacy each gained prominence at different times. Particularly during the First Intifada, when grassroots activism reshaped perceptions globally. The book then traces how the Oslo process created the Palestinian Authority and introduced limited self-rule while leaving core issues unresolved, creating both hope and disappointment. This topic also explains how internal divisions emerged, including ideological differences over nationalism, Islamism, and the legitimacy of negotiations, culminating in political and territorial splits that complicate governance and bargaining capacity. Bunton's treatment helps readers see Palestinian politics as neither monolithic nor static, but as shaped by external pressures, leadership choices, and lived experience under occupation and exile. Understanding these internal debates is essential to grasp why unified strategy and credible institutions remain a recurring challenge. Lastly, peace efforts, core disputes, and why resolution remains elusive. Bunton emphasizes that the conflict persists not for lack of initiatives, but because the hardest questions are deeply interlocked. This topic surveys the broad arc of diplomacy from early armistice arrangements to the Oslo era and subsequent negotiation attempts, while noting how asymmetries of power and shifting regional priorities influence outcomes. The book highlights core final status issues that repeatedly block agreement borders, security arrangements, settlements, Jerusalem, refugees, and mutual recognition. It also points to how violence and mistrust can derail political openings, as well as how domestic politics on both sides can punish compromise. Bunton's concise synthesis shows that peace processes often focus on process management while postponing the most contentious decisions, which can allow realities on the ground to harden. He also draws attention to the role of external actors, including the United States and international institutions, and the limits of mediation when incentives and enforcement are weak. This topic equips readers with a framework to analyze new proposals critically, distinguishing between symbolic gestures and plans that address underlying structures of control, rights, and political legitimacy. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a reliable starting point for understanding the Palestinian-Israeli conflict without being overwhelmed by specialized scholarship. Students, journalists, policy professionals, and general readers will benefit most, especially those who encounter the subject through headlines and need historical context, key terms, and a sense of how narratives diverge. Its value lies in helping readers connect major events to the institutions and power structures that followed, making today's debates about occupation, settlements, refugees, and Jerusalem easier to evaluate. By presenting the conflict as a product of modern imperial history, national movements, and ongoing governance realities, the book can sharpen critical thinking and reduce reliance on slogans or oversimplified timelines. Compared with longer surveys, it offers a tightly organized roadmap that highlights the essential turning points and recurring dilemmas while signaling the complexity of contested claims. Compared with partisan treatments, it is worth buying because it prioritizes context and analytical clarity over advocacy, enabling readers to form better informed questions and to engage discussions with greater precision and empathy. If you would like to support Martin Bunton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.